And welcome to the ET691 Internship Podcast with your host, Irene Bao. Welcome back to the ET691 Internship Podcast. As you have gleaned over the past few episodes, the Key Concepts portfolio includes a lot of time, work, and attention to detail. This episode will focus on some of the common mistakes that interns make when creating the Key Concept portfolio and some strategies for success. I've graded a lot of Key Concept portfolios in my time at Loyola, and through those reviews, I have identified trends for common mistakes made in the Key Concept portfolio, internship portfolio, and program portfolio. Today, we will dive into the Key Concept portfolio common mistakes. One of the most common mistakes for the Key Concept portfolio is links to artifacts not working. As I grade, I access and view every artifact, image, link, and rationale within your portfolio. If you link an artifact that I cannot access, then I cannot grade that Key Concept objective and am automatically halted from assessing your portfolio. You will receive a notification that your links are not working and will have the opportunity to fix your links, but this will delay the time you have in applying content-specific feedback. Many times links are not working because the link itself is broken, the link goes to the wrong artifact, or the document or artifact link is not accessible to me, which means the link was not shared properly. Some strategies for ensuring your links work is to check the links in your portfolio in a guest browser. If you open a guest or incognito window and paste your public portfolio URL in that window, then you can view your portfolio as someone who is not logged in to your Google or OneDrive accounts. In this guest or incognito window, you should navigate through your entire portfolio and select every link to check the access and navigation. If something is not working, go to your editable portfolio window and update that link or document immediately. Another strategy is to get a friend, cohort member, colleague, or family member to check your portfolio. You'll want to select someone who does not have access to the documents already. They can make a list of what didn't work so you can update that list later. It is always helpful to have someone review your portfolio instead of always doing it yourself. Another common mistake for the Key Concept portfolio is that any updates or changes to the rationales, artifacts, and other components of the portfolio are not published. This mistake typically occurs when using a website platform such as Wix, Weebly, or Google Sites. It is suggested to create a protocol or reminder to publish your portfolio after every change. This could be a visual reminder such as a digital or non-digital sticky note, a verbal or written notification from any of your available technology, such as a smart speaker, smartwatch, smartphone, or a check-in from a friend or cohort member. Did you publish your portfolio again? Remembering to publish any updates or changes will allow for faster feedback and a higher MET count for your Key Concept portfolio. Another common mistake are typos within the portfolio. This is more common in website platform portfolios, but are found in most portfolio submissions. Many websites, Google apps such as Docs and Slides, and other web-based platforms do not have robust spelling and grammar check tools. It is suggested to investigate what processes are built into whatever platform you choose for your portfolio and utilize what is built in. You should also consider using free outside extensions such as Grammarly, which can check Google apps, websites, and other web-based platforms. Another strategy is to compose your rationales and other written components in a document processor application such as Microsoft Word, available through your Loyola credentials. You can then spell and grammar check your work and then copy and paste it into your portfolio, ensuring no typos or grammatical errors. Another strategy is to personally review any work prior to submission. You can do this by setting a deadline of completion a few days before the submission deadline and rereading and reviewing your work prior to submitting it to me. Another strategy is to get a friend, cohort member, colleague, or family member to review your work prior to submission. Your Key Concept portfolio should be a professional portfolio, showcasing your work throughout your EdTech program. Submitting work with many typos and grammatical errors will make the portfolio less professional and polished. So plan now how you would like to spell and grammar check your work. As discussed in Episode 6 with Michelle Baskin, another common mistake from interns is that the Key Concept objective is not addressed in the rationale and or the artifacts for the rationale are not the best choice or the best demonstration of your work. The Key Concept portfolio should showcase your work through your EdTech program and should hopefully showcase your best work. So be aware if you're including subpar or not very good artifacts, as that will reflect your work in the program. As suggested by Michelle in Episode 6, review the rubric and the specific wording in the objective. Talk to the other cohort members regarding the types of artifacts they included for the various key concept objectives. Peer review each other's rationales and artifact selections, and provide feedback on if you think it met the objective description. You can also ask other friends, colleagues, and family members if they think your rationale artifact meet the objective written in the rubric. As stated previously, there are a lot of components and details to the key concept portfolio, and although we are striving for a met rating on your first submission, you will have time to resubmit any components that are not met. But by attending these common mistakes, such as links not working, not publishing your updates and changes, typos and grammar mistakes, and not reviewing the rubric prior to submission, you will save yourself from more headaches and stress later and provide yourself with more time for any revisions, updates, or creating more of your portfolio. Thank you so much for joining me today to chat about the Key Concept Portfolio Common Mistakes. On the next episode, we will begin our journey into the internship portfolio with The Good, The Bad, The Reflections with guest Jennifer Moss. Have a great week of teaching and learning, and thanks for listening.